About to record this as a podcast?
Duh.
Okay.
Damn, my life's too built for that.
Yo. Hit the thistle dance like I'm Mac Dre. Can't stop looking at it, no, them racks safe. Elevating, only half baked. I'm the Tiger Woods of the crap game. It'll all wash away with the champagne. Cause I bit down on it, left a bad taste. Where is Reverend L. Sharpton in the last days? Another bitch baptized, victim of the wave. Possessed, tryna get a nigga solar praise. Fool for the thought, he was so the same. I'm just tryna rise on the Apple place. This hot Jay-Z handle, yay. Dolovelli might've sounded like a Yeezy quote. She a needy hoe, hit her with a peasy quote. Ended on a high note, something CC wrote. Crowns for the kings that BB sold. Being misled, I was told things. BB King dead on May 14th. Solitary, never been quarantined. We still going up May 14th.
I'm causing problems. You'll get us all killed. Give them what you got and get them out of here.
Shut the fuck up, fat man. This ain't none of your goddamn business.
Be cool, honey bunny. Be cool. No problem. I got it under control.
I hate my job. I hate it. I hate it so much. Really, I hate it so much. Like, deep down in my heart and in my soul, every morning I get sick. Every morning I wake up, I feel like I have to literally throw up and take a shit at the exact same time. That's how I feel about going to work. I hate it. I hate my job. Mind you, I was working for the same employer before. However, I was working in a different department, which was stress-free. I can manage my day how I could, do my work, and just kind of work at my own pace. Unfortunately, some shit happened in which I had to come to a different department for reasons I don't really have to tell y'all niggas right now, but if motherfuckers do care, then, you know, they can probably look back in previous episodes. And I probably didn't talk about it before, but if y'all want to know, I'll tell you. But that's neither here nor there. I work in a department in which I fucking hate. I fucking hate it. On top of that, I still wake up every morning and just thank God, you know, for the ability and the opportunity to work and provide for myself and my family. However, I fucking hate my job, you feel me? I fucking hate it. What's going on, my man? You good? Shout out to my guy down the street. I hate my job. I'm constantly being forced to act like I care when I really don't. I'm constantly forced to go above and beyond for people that treat people in my field like shit. I'm forced to just do shit that I don't want to fucking do on the regular. I hate my job. However, at the end of the day, I got to do it, man, because, you know, it's what pays the bills. I'm constantly looking every day for other opportunities. You know, something that I feel like I would be best suited for. However, at the same time, I gotta play with the hand that I was dealt. And then at the same time too, it ain't too many jobs that's out here that's paying the type of money and giving the education and things that I have. I hate my job. I like the people there. People is cool. And when I talk to other people that I work with, they hate it too. However, you got people that's been there for a lot longer than I have. And they just grew accustomed to the ways in which the job operates. However, me personally, I hate to operate in chaos. I hate to operate under just stress. It's like I'm constantly just trying to fix shit for a company that purposely go and break shit purposely. I hate my job. Lord knows, man. I think about this shit a lot. Like, what could I do? What should I do? What's best for me? And I hate to say it, man, but I just feel like just this whole 9-to-5 shit is just like for the birds. And especially, I can't figure out, I guess, my necessary role and my goal, or not even that. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. I just don't know what's best for me. I know what I like to do. I like to sit up here and talk to y'all niggas on the pod, you feel me? But this 9-to-5 shit, I hate this shit, cuz. I ain't going to lie to you, my nigga. I hate this shit, dog. I hate this shit, cuz. Believe me, if I ain't had kids, nigga, I probably would've quit. If I ain't had Michi, dog, I probably would've quit. If I ain't have a fiance and we about to get married and shit, I probably would've quit. Dog, I hate my job. And every day, man, I get up every morning. I just tell myself, just make it through the day. Just make it through the day. Not even that. You know what? Take that back. I scratched that. Just make it to the next hour. I know if I start at 8 o'clock, let me just make it till 9. And if I can make it to 9, damn, I can make it to 10. 10 o'clock in here, I may do a little bit of more work, and 11:30. Ooh, lunch is about to come up. Ooh, if I can just make it to lunch, I'm good. Ooh, I made it to lunch. About time I get back from lunch, I got about 2.5 hours left of my work, for the day. And when I get back from lunch, let me just make it through these next 2.5 hours. And I'm good. I hate my job, cuz. I thank God every day, man. I thank God for the opportunities that he has given me. But, dog, I know this shit can't be life. I know this shit can't be life. When Jesus and them niggas was down there in Jerusalem, mind you, I don't know shit about the Bible. I don't even know if they was in Jerusalem and shit. I know damn well they had to deal with, like, customer service, cuz. This can't be life, my nigga. It gotta be more to this shit, dude. This shit's so goddamn whack. I hate my job, dog. I look at myself, I'm like, man, I'm 29, man. And then the average, I guess, person, they probably I can't speak today. And I just got, maybe because I just got done talking to niggas for the last, like, 10 hours. But I'm 29. And I know, like, the average person retires, you know, around in its 60s, 62 to 65 or however in that ballpark. And I keep looking at myself. I'm like, damn, so you mean to tell me I got to do this shit for the next 30 years, for real? I'm probably going to have a stroke or have a heart attack before then. I can feel it. Nigga, the headaches and migraines that I have after work, dude, it's different, my nigga. I hate my job, cuz I gotta find something new. I gotta do something new, man. Cause this can't be the end all, man. I can't see myself just continue to just do this job, my nigga. I hate my job. I hate it. But I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. So thankful. So thankful for the opportunities. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for allowing me to work. Thank you for allowing me to provide for my family and myself. If this is what my life is supposed to be, please let me know. If not, if you got some better shit in store for me, my dog, please let me know. rather sooner than later, my nigga. That's how I talk to God. You know, me and him, we got a different relationship. Y'all can't talk to him like how I talk to him. But that's how I talk to him, because we go way back, you feel me? But my nigga, come on, man. Give me an opportunity. Something better than this, man. Something that I can, you know, put forth my talents and knowledge towards, my nigga. Cause I don't know how long I can keep doing this, dude. And that's just keeping it a whole bean, my dog. I hate my job. But yeah, man. I appreciate all 17 of y'all for always showing up, showing love, giving feedback when it's due. Tell me, my nigga. You know, for my YouTube people, make sure y'all go and subscribe to the Meet and Spill channel on YouTube. Because, you know, I'm going to have the visuals out. And for my YouTube folk, make sure y'all subscribe to the Drug Table Talk podcast on Meet and Spill. Remember, we don't sell drugs. We sell knowledge and slang game, man. Make sure y'all go and, you know, subscribe and, you know, listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, you know, wherever the fuck y'all niggas like to listen to podcasts on. That's where I'ma be. But, you know, for my people, man, you know, that's watching via YouTube, tell me, man, do you hate your job as much as I do? Let me know in the comments down below. But yeah, man, until I can find out, you know, the next game plan and everything like that, but I'm gonna continue to work this job. In the meantime, I'm gonna look for other opportunities as well too. But I just know that there's bigger and better shit in store for me. However, that just opportunity haven't presented itself just yet. But until then, man, I love you. Spiff love you. And I appreciate all 17 of y'all for always showing up, showing love, giving feedback when it's due. That's the Drug Table Talk podcast. So Meet Your Spiff. Remember, we don't sell drugs. We sell knowledge and slang game. And yeah, man. Let's go be stars up in this bitch, man. I'm out.